Random House Audio presents Shadow Woman by Linda Howard, read for you by Carrington McDuffie. To my sister Joyce, I love you, I miss you. Rest in peace. Prologue. San Francisco, 4 years earlier. 11 p.m. The President and First Lady, Eli and Natalie Thorndike, had retired to their hotel suite for the evening. It had been a long day, beginning with the president's cross-country flight, then going straight into a flurry of campaign speeches, supposedly not campaign speeches, but all of them really were, then culminating in a huge fundraising dinner where each plate was $10,000. The First Lady had been by his side the entire time, so she had not only logged the same number of hours, she'd done it wearing 3-inch heels. Laurel Rose, an 11-year veteran currently assigned to the First Lady's detail, was so tired she could barely see straight. But at last, her shift was over. She hadn't been wearing heels, but her feet were killing her anyway. She tried her best not to limp as she made her way to her assigned room, down the hall but on the same floor as the president's suite, so she would be swiftly available if needed. The on-duty agents were in 2 rooms, one directly across the hall, another with a connecting door to the suite, though that door was locked from the suite side. She didn't envy them the graveyard shift, but at least now, with POTUS and FLOTUS in for the night, they could relax somewhat. 3 entire floors of the hotel had been taken over, with the President and First Lady on the middle floor. Guests who lived in the hotel had been relocated to other rooms. The stairways and elevators were secured. The hotel staff had been...